Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Day 361, you know what that means? In 4 days, it's a full year since Joey abandoned our very own countrymen behind enemy lines. And, of course, thousands of green card holders and, of course, our Afghan allies and billions of dollars in the highest tech military weaponry on the face of this earth. It's pretty unbelievable. The reactions coming in are getting more heated. People are getting more angry and people are really beginning to understand what an unmitigated disaster this has now turned into for the Democratic Party, Democrats in general. You know, it's an amazing thing that we're watching unfold here. You know, national unity, by the way, has been obliterated thanks to Joe Biden and the climate alarmist cult. Now we have an institution like the FBI, and its reputation is it's just shattered today. Wall Street Journal editorial board Merrick Garland has taken the U.S. down a perilous path. New York Post even a more hard-hitting editorial today. We'll get into in the course of the program. You know, now people want answers. Why did you empower the Department of Justice and the FBI to go after a former president of the United States? And the only answer you can give us is that you are looking for papers that belong in the National Archives. That's the reason, when you could easily subpoena to get any records you might have wanted that maybe you don't have. And we have a letter from that's actually on the National Archives Record Administration website that actually talks about how the Trump people in Mar-a-Lago had been cooperating. And now we learn that they had already turned over 15 boxes and that they've allowed full access to the other 10 boxes, and that it was put under padlock at the request of the National Archives Record Administration. This doesn't sound like they were trying to hide anything. And now I have sources that have confirmed for me, including Eric Trump, that the lawyers for Donald Trump requested that they be present during the search that was going on in the property. They were denied access. They were not given full access, I was told, to even the search warrant that was there, that was handed to the Secret Service first, and then they moved on from there. And secondly, I've confirmed now through numerous sources, the FBI was demanding that security cameras at Mar-a-Lago be turned off. They were not turned off. And now the FBI is fighting and subpoenaing to get those security camera videos. Wonder why they want them so bad. Why is that their top priority at this minute, at this hour? You know, and then everybody in America is asking the question, especially in light of Hillary Clinton. And I brought this up yesterday. You know, here she deletes 33,000 emails that had been subpoenaed, bleach bit, hammers, devices, SIM cards removed. You know, she's out there selling, you know, well, what about the computer or whatever she was trying to sell yesterday? She's trying to make money for charity, she says, off of this. It's unbelievable. James Comey admitting at the time, despite evidence of law breaking. Those are his words about Hillary. Then he concludes no reasonable prosecutor will bring criminal charges to Hillary's email case. They even found that she had been hacked by an outside entity, which means likely that classified information on that server or servers, there were numerous ones, was in fact in the hands of hostile regimes and hostile countries. What's going on in this country here? And that's what Americans are now asking themselves. I told you about the Trafalgar poll. You know, 80% of Americans believe we now have a two-tier justice system. 80% of Americans are right to believe that. You know, the White House is, you know, got no answers to any of this. Did they really have to search through Melania's wardrobe? You know, what did they go through every single drawer in the house? What is it they were really looking for? Because I don't believe for a second that any of this has any relation to the National Archives Record Administration. I think it's a pretext to have gotten in there in the hopes that they might find something that they can use against Donald Trump on another issue. You know, because why else do this? House committee can obtain Trump tax returns. Now, there's a lot of a talk today about the president having to, this is a civil matter in New York with the Attorney General of New York, and Donald Trump was to be deposed today, and he came out publicly and explained why he pled the fifth. And I'll let Letitia James speak for herself. When she was a candidate to run for the highest position in law enforcement in the state of New York, with all the power that an attorney general has, she went out there again and again and again talking about how she's going after Donald Trump. Listen to her.
I always see the people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person.
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get up your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
I love it. He probably does already.
He built his wealth off the backs of New Yorkers.
We need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. All of those transactions have happened here in New York City. Tell this president and every other individual that no one is above the law.
I say the bottom line is that residents from Brooklyn who are going to really make the difference are energized. Individuals from the city are energized. Individuals who care about statewide issues are energized. Individuals who care about, again, going after Donald Trump's illegitimate government president.
Running for Attorney General because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake.
A legal system where even the most powerful in the country cannot use a loophole to evade justice.
We must do our job to ensure that the man currently occupying the Oval Office is held accountable to any and everything he has done.
That was her campaign. Now we're supposed to go in a civil case and give a deposition? I don't think so. I wouldn't. If I was a lawyer, I would advise the same thing. What has happened this week is totally, completely, utterly unprecedented. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, conservative, liberal, you should be concerned about the rule of law and your Constitution today. You know, it is not only is he a former president, he's also the current president's chief's political rival. And I'll tell you what the saddest part of all of this is. You know, and you got to understand, coming from me, this is a big deal. I have been on air 30 some odd years, 35 years in radio and 26 years at the Fox News Channel. And thanks to all of you, you let me keep working. But and I've always said 99% of rank and file, you know, FBI agents. I said this all during the Russia collusion, you know, work. They put their lives on the line. They work hard to make this country great. I can't say that anymore. After what we've witnessed and what they have done and how corrupt and how they have abused their power, the upper echelon, not the rank and file. You know, the top of the DOJ we're seeing is rotten to the core, and it reeks of nothing but pure political bias, nothing but harassment and intimidation, and total silence from Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland. Even Andrew Cuomo said, we need an explanation for this. You know, if there is none, the only thing we hear is, oh, we were just looking for the National Archives papers that he might have taken back with him. Then you file a subpoena. They were working with you. I've confirmed it with numerous sources. This didn't have anything to do with the National Archives. You don't raid a president's home before dawn with dozens of agents, guns drawn. You know, this is not how things ought to go. I said this and I meant this. The fact that we never held people accountable, those people that let Hillary Clinton off the hook, those people that said, oh, yeah, she broke the law, but no prosecutor would ever prosecute this case. 33,000 deleted emails. Then the first attempt to tie Trump to Russia was dealt with Alpha Bank and the Trump Tower servers. That failed. Then the dirty dossier Clinton paid for. Then the dirty dossier leaked to the media. Then the media runs wild with it just in the lead up to the 2016 election, all to hurt Donald Trump. And then it's used by the FBI, unverified as it was, in spite of warnings from Bruce Orr and others not to use it, not to trust it. Even John Brennan said, I don't think you can trust this. And yet they use it anyway. It's the basis for a FISA application, and without which even Andrew McCabe acknowledged would not have been granted, but for the dossier that Hillary Clinton gave them, which we now know is debunked, unverified, and unverifiable because it was all false. So they move on to their fake claims from the dirty dossier, and then they spy on Carter Page and ruin his life. And because of his connection to the Trump campaign, they can spy on Donald Trump's campaign transition team and the Trump presidency. None of the claims verified or verifiable. Says on the top of a FISA warrant, verified. Can't be verified. They use this as a backdoor. Then, of course, this led to the Mueller probe. 3 years of nonstop lies peddled by the media and Democratic socialists to destroy Donald Trump with nothing but lies. The only two people that I know that colluded with Russia was Hillary paying for the dossier and that idiot Adam Schiff being pranked by Russian jokesters. You know, we have compromising material, Donald Trump. No? Really? Did Vladimir see him? Did you see the compromising? What is the nature of the compromising materials? Pictures, naked Trump. Naked Trump pictures. Wow. Does Vladimir know? Did he see them? But of course, Vladimir see the compromising materials. Those are the only two that I know of. And we spent 3 long years. Then we talked to Paul Manafort, his pre-dawn raid, guns pointed at his face for FARA violations, process crimes. Roger Stone lying to Congress, a process crime. You know, 30 guys, guns drawn, pre-dawn raid, frogmen in the backyard. Fake news CNN cameras. He'll join us today to tell us his story and so many other people. Hillary Clinton put America's national security at risk. We know foreign entities hacked into her server, and that means they have the emails. Maybe they could give them to us. She then tried to cover it up. She bleached bit her hard drive to erase everything, something nobody had ever heard of before, destroying her phones, having aides break them with hammers, removing SIM cards, you know, getting rid of 33,000 emails at the height of the investigation. You know, her husband meets, Loretta Lynch on a tarmac in Arizona somewhere. But they were only talking about their grandkids, if we listen to both of them. Believe that. 500 violations surrounding the private server scandal, and Hillary never charged with anything. Her home was never raided. Christopher Wray has had Hunter Biden's laptop for almost 2 years. We know there are crimes on that laptop. We know it implicates Joe Biden. We know Joe Biden was the real quid pro quo guy. You're not getting $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor investigating my son being paid millions with no experience. How could you believe in equal justice or equal application of our laws in this country anymore? You cannot. And no, I don't trust the upper echelon. I don't have faith in our FBI leadership or the leadership of this DOJ anymore. And I don't trust them. And frankly, neither should any American at this point because of their corruption, their abuse of power. And it has been on display now ever since Trump landed in the political arena. Americans have every right to ask, where was the Department of Justice with Hillary Clinton? How is it you have an FBI director? Oh, yeah, she broke the law and evidence of law breaking, but no prosecutor would ever bring criminal charges. Well, why wouldn't that then be the case with Trump? I'm telling you, this is deeper. And the same thing, you know, goes for Hunter Biden. How many of you think a mountain of evidence that, you know, he used crack cocaine constantly, hired hookers constantly, charges potentially trafficking constantly, lying on a gun application, losing track of a handgun, you know, it found in a dumpster near a school. Hunter raked in millions of dollars from foreign nationals. No apparent reason, you know, other than access to his father's position in government. Burisma, as we know, no experience, millions, $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch, former first lady of Moscow, the $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China, $100,000 shopping spree, Chinese Communist Party official takes him on. I wonder if he put that on his tax form. You know, Joe Biden, we know, met at least 14 of Hunter's international business partners. The big guy gets money put aside. No investigation into Joe. The quid pro quo, you're not getting $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor investigating my son being paid millions. But Peter Navarro gets shackled at an airport.
When news breaks, you get the inside story that no one else has. And the behind-the-scenes chatter that the mainstream media doesn't even know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, and 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Bill O'Reilly and Roger Stone coming up today. Roger Stone will tell us about and remind us of, well, he doesn't even have to because we have the CNN camera footage when they were there at 5:45 in the morning when his home was raided. You know, as for these National Archive records supposedly triggering this raid, you know, it's complete BS. I mean, look, if Sandy Bergler, remember, this guy went into the National Archives. He shoved documents regarding, you know, what Bill Clinton knew prior to, you know, 9/11, 2001, and shoved it down his pants, front and back, in his socks, walked out with it, paid a $10,000 fine. So that's not what this is about. All they had to do was put out a simple subpoena. He got a slap on the wrist. But a former president of the United States, guns drawn, pre-dawn raid, I don't think that's going to work. And they've given no explanation and have no, they don't seem to have any intention. And now that we've discovered that the FBI and the DOJ, you know, the FBI would not allow Trump's attorneys to be in the room as they were searching the entire compound. They just took boxes. They didn't sort through anything. So what's really going on here? You know, is this a new America? Now, as far as classification goes, I guess it was Cash Patello was on last night on Tucker's show. You know, I'll remind your audience that around October 2020, that Donald Trump issued a statement from the White House declassifying every document related to not just the Russiagate scandal, but the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Are they afraid that maybe Donald Trump had some of those documents and maybe at some point he was going to put out there? you know, Marco Rubio saying that, you know, to use federal departments over unprecedented escalation like this, that you're playing with fire. The American people have seen this. And this is the problem. Nobody got held accountable in the deep state. Remember the insurance policy, all the things that we went over in great, great specificity, great, great detail. You know, there was in the New York Post today, Merrick Garland, you know, they're mad, at, by the way, at the New York Post at Donald Trump and his stolen election claims. But then they say, but he's been utterly right the last 6 years about the witch hunt that was Russiagate, the Russiagate investigation. And it's now plain that the Justice Department turned the Clinton campaign commission disinformation into a probe that kneecapped his presidency. So if you're Donald Trump or you're a Trump supporter, for 3 years, they put this country through hell with nothing but lies. Lies that were paid for by his opponent in 2016. Lies that were perpetrated by the news media mob that wanted her elected and not Donald Trump. And so they go on that the Attorney General Merrick Garland has a clear duty to address this country and explain this unprecedented FBI raid on a former president's home and hiding behind the need to avoid compromising an ongoing investigation is only going to continue to fuel over-the-top speculation. And now why are they now desperately at the DOJ and the FBI trying to get surveillance tapes when they were the ones that went in there and demanded that the surveillance tapes be turned off? Apparently they weren't turned off. I mean, at some point, you know, this Andrew McCarthy, you know, I've not been agreeing with everything he's saying and writing lately, but he's right about this. This raid wasn't about the National Archives. It was a hunt for anything that might incriminate him regarding January 6th or anything other than the National Archives. And multiple sources confirming all of this, that the warrant is an outrage in itself, you know, an armed raid on the ex-president's home over what? Archive materials? No. Garland faces pressure from the Democratic Party base. You know what the problem with Merrick Garland is? He has now been politicized. He has now politicized the Department of Justice. If remember, they have had Hunter's laptop for over 2 years. It implicates the president of the United States, Joe Biden. He hasn't lifted a finger. Director Wray asked about it last week at the FBI. They haven't lifted a finger to do anything as it relates to everything that we know that is on that hard drive and more. So, you know, at what point do we just say that this department, we can't have a Department of Justice. You can't run on a campaign in New York and say you want to be the attorney general, the top law enforcement person in the state with all the power of the attorney general, and just say you're going to go after one man and one man only and then expect that person to want to ever cooperate with you. How could you? You know, remember the attorney general was, you know, going after parents, speaking up at school board meetings. We've already politicized. This is the problem with all of this. The FBI Department of Justice's reputation is already in tatters. They were wrong about Russia. Comey lied. He signed three of the four FISA warrants. It was based on, they wouldn't have been granted but for Hillary's dirty disinformation dossier. All these people, well, now knowing now what we know now, we never would have signed it. A little late for that, to spy on a president. Wall Street Journal editorial board that the Justice Department is unleashing political furies they can't control and may not understand, and it risks for the department and the country are great as they are for Mr. Trump. As everyone knows, an FBI law enforcement action of this kind against a former American president is unprecedented, and the Justice Department has provided few details beyond what has been leaked to reporters, so it's hard to judge what the FBI is really looking for. And then people saying, well, Donald Trump should release it. When does Donald Trump have to release if they're the ones that have the evidence? He's innocent until they prove that he's guilty of something. What, the Presidential Records Act? Is that how low they've sunk here? Newsweek has a piece out, and they actually are trying to claim in an exclusive that an informer told the FBI what documents Trump was hiding. In other words, an informer, somebody, I guess, that works for Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. The officials have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations and were granted anonymity to in order to discuss sensitive matters of the raid of Donald Trump's residence, deliberately timed to occur when the former president was away. Now, if you believe this piece, listen to this. Newsweek reports FBI decision makers in Washington and Miami thought by denying the former president a photo op, meaning him being there, or a platform from which to grandstand, or an attempt to thwart the raid would lower the profile of the event, says one of the sources, a senior Justice Department official, 30-year veteran of the FBI. They came in guns blazing, lights blaring. They didn't go in low-keyed. The piece goes on. The effort to keep the raid low-key failed. Instead, it prompted a furious response from GOP leaders, Trump supporters. What a spectacular backfire, says the justice official. Well, what do you mean you went in low-key? They went in as loudly as they possibly could. You know, both senior government officials say the raid was scheduled with no political motive. Do you think we're stupid? This is ridiculous. Everything involving Trump. The FBI, how can you trust an FBI with that use Hillary's dirty dossier to lie to a FISA court to spy on him? Why should he ever trust them? And it went on for years and nobody was held accountable. And they had plenty of time to go through Melania's wardrobe. I hope they got good pictures. You know, I'm sure People Magazine would love to run them. It's unbelievable. You know, if you look at this timeline, they had been working. I've pointed out numerous times now, the National Archives, Record Administration, they've done everything possible to cooperate with this group, but it's not doing anything. You know, if they don't have enough to convince, let me tell you what's going to happen. It's already happening. People have had it. People now realize that this overreach, they now realize this witch hunt is real. Trump released a very dramatic video. I was going to run it last night. I will run it tonight on Hannity. I'm going to run the whole thing tonight. But, you know, 15 FBI vehicles, a Ryder truck. But they went in very low key, they say. It's not low key. That's not low key at all. You know, it is beyond the pale. And now we are criminalizing political differences. We're weaponizing the Department of Justice. And Americans have lost faith. And I'm among them. By the way, the Biden FBI seized this Republican Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania's cell phone. He told Fox News that while traveling with his family earlier in the day, he was approached by three FBI agents, handed him a warrant, requested that he turn over his cell phone. And anyway, they made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who would have made arrangements for them to have my phone if that was their wish. I mean, did they really have to put leg shackles on Peter Navarro and handcuffs on Peter Navarro in an airport for a misdemeanor contempt of Congress charge? No, they didn't have to do that. Did they have to raid Roger Stone's house and tip off CNN cameras for what? The charge of lying to Congress? That's what the charge was, a process crime. No, you usually call the lawyer and say, have your client report at this time at this place. That's how it usually happens. Unless, of course, you want to make a big splash and embarrass people and intimidate other people. You know, so what are they going to tell Americans? Meghan McCain had an interesting comment. But by the way, a lot of people have been telling me this, that Joe Biden's FBI raiders just handed Donald Trump 2024 on a silver platter. I believe this country is going to be repulsed by all of this. By the way, a majority of Americans now say they are concerned about Joe's mental health and cognitive ability, 60%, almost 40%, 39% of Democrats say they're worried about his mental condition. How can anyone think otherwise? We have another pro-impeachment Republican loses her primary race. This is in the state of Washington, one of the 10 Republicans that voted against Donald Trump, voted to impeach Donald Trump. You know, a lot going on. And would you, if somebody runs an entire campaign for AG, would you trust that person to depose you in an honest and fair way? I doubt it. There is one good development happening. There are vulnerable House Democrats. This bill is going to be taken up, the Manchin-Schumer bill, the Inflation Increasing Act. the Deficit Increasing Act, the Destroy the Economy Act. It's going to raise taxes on everybody. It's going to squeeze everybody. I've gone over this with you. This is going to be taken up on Friday. You know, they're taxing natural gas, $6.5 billion. You'll pay that tax. $12 billion for crude oil tax. $4, you know, we're already paying over $4 a gallon for gasoline. The $1.2 billion coal tax, that'll increase your energy bills. You know, the stock tax, that'll hurt your 401k and your IRA and your retirement accounts. The tax on American pharmaceuticals, that tax will be passed on to you. Small business taxes, that'll be passed on to you. 87,000 new IRS agents. Yep, that's going to make life for the average American a living hell. Inflation numbers coming out today, 8.5%. Oh, but it went down from 9.1%. See, we're doing better. Americans anticipate even higher grocery prices. Well, out of today's numbers, we see grocery prices are going even higher than they've ever been. The only reason that the inflation number went down at all is because we had gas prices go down, because people, A, aren't driving, and B, well, they've been using these strategic petroleum reserves, and that's only a Band-Aid solution for a short period of time. Now, by the way, we've learned also on the Biden economy, Biden claims inflation hit zero in July. The actual rate was 8.5%. But he turns around. He shook Chuck Schumer's hand the other day. And then Chuck Schumer is walking back to the podium and he reaches out his hand to shake it again because he had forgotten he shook it. Can't make this stuff up. Now, the judge that authorized the raid on Trump's home, I told you he had ties to Jeffrey Epstein. And anyway, months after his appointment, he had represented several of Epstein's employees in connection. We're now also learning that he was a big Obama donor and supporter. I'm sure no politics in play here. But why did they turn to a low-level magistrate judge to sign the warrant for the Trump raid? You know, U.S. magistrate judges are not Article III judges. They're not appointed by the president. They're not confirmed by the Senate. So why did a low-level, unconfirmed, unappointed magistrate judge sign off on the most consequential FBI warrant in decades? If any warrant application demanded the eyes of a real judge, I would argue this probably would have been the one. You know, here, and then we've now found out more about this guy with his Facebook postings. Anyway, apparently used Facebook quite a bit. 2008, used his own name, previous law firm, West Palm Beach. I generally ignored the president-elect's tweets, but not this one. John Lewis, blah, 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 blah. Donald Trump doesn't have the moral stature to kiss John Lewis's feet. Oh, I'm sure he's not biased. Disparaged Trump, shared woke content all over his Facebook page. We'll go through some of this tonight. It's unbelievable the times we're living in. Ever think this could happen? By the way, Jim Jordan wants Garland and Ray to testify to Friday, this week, 2 days from now, about this raid. They need to go, and they need to give an explanation to the American people. And I'm not even sure I trust them to tell the truth. I don't trust any one of them. Why didn't Ray clean up the FBI after the Comey mess, the Strzok mess, the McCabe mess, the Page mess, and the dossier mess, and the FISA application lies? Why didn't he do that? Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation
to never forget 9/11/01. I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs, and the foundation's Never Forget Programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.